مركز صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مركز صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to this program. It is our interview segment and it is with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib حفظه الله. The date today is the 13th of Dhul Qadah 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 12th of May 2025. Our topic is Haq against Batil, Pakistan versus India. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahib, I'm just seeing the headlines now. It says Prime Minister Narendra Modi is facing global humiliation with his days in the political arena now being numbered. Mufti Sahib, please kindly comment over this past week and the ceasefire as well and going forward.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to break all this up in the few minutes we have. Number one, today is the 13th of Zulqada in South Africa and few countries. Majority of the countries, today is the 14th. So last night, if you just looked outside, then you will see the full moon, Laylatul Badr, shining in its glory and beauty. So we must remember that is how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made it easy for us. That too, then look for the new moon and the crescent and so forth. So we in South Africa, nevertheless, tonight you should look for the new moon, for the full moon, and inshallah we call it 14th night Laylatul Badr, Chaudhvi Raat Ki Chand. So you will see it shining in its glory and beauty. The first three nights is called Hilal, and then every three nights it has a different name. So that's one issue. That's what you read about Modi, the Shaitan. Which newspaper you read the headlines from?
Tribune, Express Tribune, Pakistan.
Okay, so you must remember that. So before we go into all this, yeah, so we need to always go to history, and then you will understand things better. India is known as Hind, right? Even in the Hadith Kitab, you open Sunan Nasai, you will find there Babu Majah fi Ghazwat al-Hind. Sheikh Albani rahimahullah said the Hadith is Sahih about Isabatan min Ummati and so forth and so on. Even in his Silsila Ahadith Sahiha, he mentions it there. So nevertheless, that is for ulama and students to go and check it up. It's very interesting. Let's go back. When you speak, Nabi alayhi salam spoke of Hind and so forth, like in this hadith. So what is the meaning of Hind originally? So you take the whole of India today, whole of Pakistan today, whole of Bangladesh today, and then you take Sri Lanka, you know, they say Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, from Jannah when he was transferred, he came towards where? Sri Lanka, you see, Ceylon to Hind. So you must remember that. So all that is originally part of Hind, okay? So now you know the Western powers, the white men, their policies always divide and rule and so forth and so on. So let's start from there. So there was one India, right? There's no Pakistan, there's no Bangladesh, nothing. Then what happens is, you must remember that then the Hindus and the Muslims having communal riots and so forth, so on. So then they decided, okay, let's have partition. This is now 1947, you must understand. 47, 48, three big things happened. 47, India-Pakistan partition. 48, the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel formed. 1948, here in South Africa, the Nationalist Party came into power, and then apartheid was institutionalized and became law and part of our statute and so forth and so on. So always remember this, all British, America, all the whiteys involved, haramis and so on, and all these, yeah. So what was the loose agreement? The loose agreement was this, that where the majority people are Hindu, so that will form a part of India. Where majority part are Muslim, that will constitute part of Pakistan. So this is where the whole thing comes. You see, it is something natural. When you are the occupier, when you are the colonizer, like now Palestine gets independence, inshallah, today, tomorrow, this year, next year, Allah alone knows when. So then they will never ever forget, nor the elders, nor the children, nor the babies, the jutlas, the haramis, the Zionists, what they did to them for the past 80 years. You see that? So what the Haganah gang and the Irgun gang and the Stern gang did to them in 46, 47, before Israel was already established in 48. So we should know that that is human nature. But the white man is very shrewd and dirty, you see. How they took the 49, 50 Afrikaners from here. Just use them as pawns, you understand, to show the South African government, we're going to show you a point, you see. So that is how it is, bullying tactics and so forth. Anyway, so let's go on with the whole thing. So now you have Kashmir. Kashmir till today, the overwhelming majority are Muslim. So where should Kashmir go to? If you say you are working on that principle, so Kashmir should go to Pakistan. So today, so many years have passed, 47 with 20, 25 now, you must remember that. So now we're speaking about 70, 80 years. So all these type of things here. Yeah. So we say, to solve this problem, either you give it to Pakistan, Kashmir, the whole what you see Pakistanis, they call it, you must remember, Maqbuza Kashmir, occupied Kashmir, you see. And their Kashmir, which they have in Pakistan, they call Azad Kashmir. You should know these terminologies as well. So that's one thing. Second one is this, if you don't want that, it's too big a sacrifice for you and so forth and so on. Then remember, give them the autonomy. Make them an independent country, not part of Pakistan, not part of India. So that also can be a solution. But you must remember the Western powers have vested interest. You see that? They want to make India part of the biggest, you understand, power in Asia, like after China and so forth and so on. So that is what they were. For what Trump and all of them, they always have praising India and so forth. That's one thing you must remember. Second thing you must remember, whether it's India or whether it's Israel, they are our arch enemies, right? Quran says that. Surah 5, verse 82. The last you must remember, ayat of the six Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies will be, you must remember, the Jews and the Hindus, the idol worshippers. Never did we say every Jew or every Hindu. Yes, we said, we are saying it and will say, majority of the Jews, majority of the Hindus, our arch enemies and so forth. And because Quran also teaches us, Laysu Sawa'a, you can't just put everybody in the same camp and say that they all know. That's wrong. So remember that we must clarify that issue and qualify that issue properly. And you can see the unholy alliance between Israel and India. Okay, so that's second point. Third point, you must remember, the Western powers are like this. When India has the upper hand and advantage, Israel has the upper hand and advantage, they will say America, Britain, France, Germany, all these characters, we are negotiating, we hope there's peace, all this. All ambiguous statements, you see. But when they are failing and when they are losing, that is India or Israel, then quickly the Western powers will intervene for ceasefire. CNN carried the report. India went to Trump and said, we want a ceasefire immediately. You understand? So, I mean, the American press is telling you this. And Trump says, I'll save your face for you. Fine, go on. And you know, they know Pakistan's weakness. Just offer them million, billion dollars, whatever, and so forth. So they'll accept it, you see. So that is how things were operated, you see. So that is why they went in for the ceasefire and so forth. Now the question arises, why did Pakistan win? That we all can agree now. Unless you're a blind person or a donkey, then we can't help you, right? We're speaking of any reasonable person, Muslim, Hindu, Jew or whatever. The Pakistan is won, and Mufti Taqi Sahib sent out the wonderful message. We send it out to thousands of people. And remember this, Pakistan's victory is not because they are good Muslims or because they got Islamic Sharia. No, take all that out. It's only the fadal, the karam, the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. There are some awliyaullah, they're making dua and so forth and so on. But if we start thinking that Pakistan has become like awliyaullah, oh, they no more got criminality or corruption, just forget all that ideas, you understand? That is khawe ghaflat, you're just dreaming about all these things, yeah. So one good statement I liked of Mufti Taqi Usmani, he said, every Pakistani should go into sajda and thank Almighty Allah for the magnificent great victory. And now we should try and make Pakistan a proper Islamic state within ourselves. How? No more corruption, no more crime, no more sin, no more this, no more that. It's not going to happen, but at least it's a good reminder. You understood? So we should try and understand that as well. So we should never think that, no, that it is Pakistan's air force. That is the sabab-e-zahiri, the superficial reason. The real reason is only the mercy and grace and benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِيُ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّ. How Almighty Allah assisted you in Battle of Badr. Otherwise, بِحَيْسُ الْعَدَدْ وَالْعُدَدْ. If you take the numbers were much more in favor of Abu Jahl and them. If you take the udad, the arms, ammunition, everything. They brought the women, they brought the wine, dine and swine. They were celebrating already before they even reached Badr. Quran says so. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا وَرِعَاءَ النَّاسِ وَيَسُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Don't be like those people who are so proud and arrogant. You want to impress the people and show off and prevent the people from entering Islam. So if you just take that verse, it applies 100% to Modi, the BJP and the Hindufta, the Indian Hindu kingdom they want to build, and treat the Muslims the worst, and the Sikhs, and then the Christians, the minorities badly. And from that three groups, Muslim, Sikhs and Christians, the Muslims are treated the worst because they have the biggest numbers also. 220 million, everybody accepts, is much more. But anyway, we will settle on that 220 million. So you see, so that is the real reason. Allah wants to humiliate you. Allah wants to disgrace you. Now you read from the newspaper. So what the Quran says, chapter 22, verse 18, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. When Allah Ta'ala humiliates a person, nobody can give him honor. So you must remember that Modi, if you just go back, the early 2000s, when he was Wazir-e-A'la, the chief minister of Gujarat, what he did with a Muslim woman, what he did with a Muslim man, they were raped, they were murdered, they were killed, thousands of them lost their lives, thousands were raped, and so forth. The American government said at that time that they will not give him a visa for 10 years. You see, all this is documented, it's not from the top of our thumb or something here. So remember these things here. So, but the sad part of all this is what? Every Arab country is dealing with who? With them, with India. Not only dealing with them, Saudi Arabia will give him some award and reward. United Arab Emirates will give him some award and reward. Then this country, Arab country, will. You just go now. Go to Dubai, go to the Khalid, to the Gulf, you understand? So this time, the Arab countries and the rich ones, who see the labor force, is it majority Muslim or majority Hindu? What do you think it is? Mozaid?
Should be majority Muslim. But
it should be. But what is the reality on the ground? Al-Fiqh al-Waqi, what is the reality?
Hindu.
They prefer the Hindu than a Muslim. You must remember that when Nabi alayhi salam said, أَخْرِجُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَ مِنْ جَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ. Expel the Jews and Christians from the Arab Peninsula. But they invite more and more the non-Muslims there and so forth. Because they feel very comfortable with them. They can have their wine, they can have their dine, they can have their swine, they can continue with their adultery, they can continue with their sodomy and everything they can continue with, you see. So that is why you must remember this is a wake-up call. So what Pakistan did is a great ihsan and a reminder to this ummah. We have Quwwat-e-Imani. I don't know if you know this. The chief of the Pakistan army, that Asif Munir or Munir, whatever, is a hafiz of Quran. And you must hear him read Quran. He reads very well, you know. So he told his forces, this what we are doing is remember jihad fi sabilillah. So you must remember. So whatever it is, so it's a big thing, at least somebody is a hafiz, and at least he's speaking to them about Quran and Sunnah and Islam and so forth and so on. So it is a humiliating, disgraceful, you understand, defeat, and for India and Amit Shah, he's the right-hand man of Modi and so forth and so on. Now we have to hope that this defeat for them will make the Indian people think that where the hell we went wrong. So they're making cartoons, you see that. They say, no, the Indian forces said, we will make jadu on the Pakistanis. We will use our lemons and we will use our chutney and our masala and our spices against them. You understood? So remember this. So they gave you so much masala and all that. Your whole air force is finished now. You can never compare with Pakistan Air Force. That is just ex-sabak sikaya. They just taught you a lesson that in cricket maybe you beat us, but here we will teach you such a lesson that you will never ever forget. You must remember that. And for that we are very... I sent it out on Twitter. Even today I sent it out. Another message. Pakistan Zindabad. Long live Pakistan. You see that? So therefore from day one I said that. We must always remember, we must support Pakistan, notwithstanding its weaknesses and so forth. You see, Quran Kareem gives us a beautiful example. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. You know, when we land with the plane, you know, so Durban, Cape Town, Mauritius, wherever. Mauritius, you don't see it so much, but Durban, Cape Town, other countries, you see it. If you land in America, you land in Sydney, you land in Wellington and all these places, you know. Sydney is Australia, Wellington is New Zealand, New York and all. And you're landing in the ocean, basically, or right next to the ocean, you understand? Then you see the bubbles and the foam, you understood? And then you see the water. So Quran says you must make up your mind. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. As for the bubble and the foam, so that is a sign of batil. It will remain on top little while and then it will disappear, thrown to the scraps of history. What is white apartheid now? Finish. What will be Zionism this year, next year? Thrown to the scraps of history. You must remember that. So anything, the American Empire, thrown to the scraps of history. Inshallah, very soon. So that is the bubble and foam. And you Muslim, what are you? Me and you. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُسُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So we are, you must remember that, an asset to humanity. So then your name will remain, your legacy will remain. We take Imam Shafi's name, Imam Malik's name, Imam Ahmad, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Bukhari, and this Awliyaullah, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawarullah, and so many others. So why they became the water? That you must remember figuratively, the water to quench the people's thirst for something they're looking for. And what is that? Only Islam can then quench their thirst. So that is what we are all about. If you look at India, they want to erase, that is BJP, that the 700 years plus which Muslims ruled there and so forth. Like what the Jutlas want to do. They want to steal more and more Palestine and drive them out. But inshallah, they will get driven out and so forth. And they will be expelled. Allah will let it happen. Inshallah, inshallah, al-Aziz. So that is our message. Remember that. Haq and Batil will always continue. Somebody came to Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Maulana Masrullah Khan Sahib, Nawarullah Marqadahu, and told him, Hazrat, you know that some of your students very great. Like we have Hazrat Mohana Ismail Qatada, Rahimahullah, you know, he passed away of Freyid, and then this Darul Uloom is there. I had very good ta'alluq with him, Alhamdulillah. And then you got Hazrat Mohana Ahmad Sadiq Desai. But some of them very bad, you know. They make fitna ye, fitna ye let. So Hazrat Ji, listen, Hazrat Ji is Waliullah, Madar Zad Wali. So Hazrat Ji asked the person a question that this whole trouble of, you understand, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, and Iblis and Shaitan and all that way it took place. So that person thought and said, in Jannah. So Hazrat Ji said, if in Jannah there were problems, then in the dunya there must be problems. You understand what I'm saying? That you call al-jawab ala uslubil hakim, a very wise person giving you an answer. You understand? that in Jannat Allah Ta'ala told Iblis Lucifer, make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. So not that you're going to worship him like how we make towards Qibla, the Kaaba. So in that direction, but you're worshipping Allah. So you worship Allah. But that time it was permissible. Now that also not permissible. So he refused. Aba was takbara. Aba, he refused because of jealousy. Was takbara, his pride, arrogance. Ana khayru min, I'm better than all that. So all that took place in Jannah. Therefore, when you use the words, you must always use the correct words. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha, they were transferred from Jannah here to this world. And he, Iblis, Lucifer, and all his agents and cronies, they were expelled from Jannah. Why expelled? They will never come back to Jannah. You see? So that is, the Jannah is finished, they'll never see it again. Lucifer, Iblis, Shaitan, and all that. Now here, if you take my life, like, you know my history, geography now. So we studied Alhamdulillah, Heidelberg, became Hafiz there. Then in Pakistan we went and all that. Then 81 I started, 80 I came back November. And I was married also, Allah's fazal. And they're still married, not was, I'm still married with Allah's help. And so that time I was married also. And then we started January there, 81 in Newcastle, you know. Then 2001, January, I came here, full 20 years with Allah's help. So cut long story short, so now we taught hundreds, thousands of students, Allah accept. But sometimes in life, you know, you tell students, I take you, I'll be honest as my student, right? Mozaid Khan Damal Barakatu. I take this guy, say I'll advise them, I'll do this. But sometimes when you advise students and they don't listen and they try and justify their stance, so remember, my tabiat and nature is that, then I'll tell them, me, as far as I'm concerned and you're concerned, you must take my name out from your certificate. I have expelled you from my student list. You understood? And to use the words of Moana, Ahmad Sadiq Desai, Hafizahullah, you know him also. He says, I defrocked them. You see that? You know Moana's English. For these characters here, he wrote Swami. You know that? Maulana Muzammil of India, he said, even if Jibreel Islam come and all, Pakka Murtad, what nonsense they talk, you understand? So you see how Allah humiliating them, the Jamiat of Hind and all that, of India and all that, established 1919 and so. So now, I just want to take two students' name. They studied in Darul, good ability, everything, but I expelled them and I told them, you know, my student, you must take my name out of your certificate. If I see you, you see me, we make salam and you go your way. I'm telling you, and you don't listen. So one is Yusuf Patel, Middleburg. He's very thick with the Jamiat, he's secretary of the Uksa, all that. I told him, if you want to be my student, you have to divorce yourself from Jamiat. That's Jamiat here, you understand, of Reverend and all of them in Joburg and all these things there. And get out of that Uksa and all these things there. So you don't have to listen. So I said, fine, that I expel you. Next guy I expelled is Zahir Mahmood. You understand? I explained to him, you come on TV and you mix up with all these characters here. You come here, now you want to open a madrasa here in PE, like you got no job there in UK. It's all money-making gimmicks, all these things. I told him yesterday also. I say I'm going on air and I will tell our South African public and I'll tell the UK public and we'll tell the world, they must not support your madrasa. They in PE called Darul Inaya or school or whatever it is. And they in PE, I believe, so I don't even know the place where it is. But they started it a little bit, you see. So one is Zahir Mahmood of UK. Very able, capable person, but gone dal mudil and astray. And that he don't want to listen, very arrogant now, and so forth and so on. And one Yusuf Patel. So these type of things there. So I make it clear to the public. So tomorrow, then we know that we won't be held responsible for all the nonsense they do. You understood? Because nahnu bura'a minhum. We have disassociated ourselves. And we need to do these type of things. Because people say it's your student. People say they're associated with you and so forth and so on. So when you advise people, وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. So you don't listen. So I, as your teacher, I have that much right. I told them both, your nimak haram. You'll understand. We teach you, and then some min kalbak ya akulka. Then you want to come, become our teachers, you understand? So I can't accept this thing, so we expel you, finish. So that is my story. Allah Ta'ala give everybody hidayat. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib. From us in the team, we say Jazakumullah khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.